2 weeks ago in England, a young man who suffered severe brain injuries claimed his family had to prevent doctors turning off his life support machine while he was in a coma. Stephen Thorpe had been declared brain dead even though his heart was still beating. Brain death is a criterion often used to determine when life support devices are turned off or when organs can be harvested for donation. Cases like Thorpe's have raised questions on the morality of harvesting organs from people who have been declared brain dead. The Anscombe Bioethics Center is a British Catholic institute that engages with the moral questions arising in clinical practice and biomedical research. Its director, Dr. David Albert Jones, is Tuesday evening holding a conference discussing Catholic perspectives on organ donation. He told Charles Collins there are many ethical questions to be answered before we can know someone is really dead.
There are a number of concerns. Even if you're in favor of organ donation in principle, which the Church is very strongly in principle, there are various issues around the how to do it in practice. There are issues around consent, like presuming consent, selling organs, live donation, and the care of the person who donates the organ, that kind of thing. And there's also an ongoing question about the how you determine whether somebody's died if they give their organs after they've died, because there's two main ways of doing that. One is by looking at the brain, brain death, so-called, and the other is by looking at circulation, the heart death. And they both raise issues about whether it's still safe to do so.
Let's talk about that a little bit more. I know that brain death has been somewhat controversial. They did a Vatican conference on it, in fact, a couple of years ago. There have been a lot of recent studies and also a lot of recent news reports of people who have been technically brain dead for a long time who have, you know, woken up. How big a concern is the brain death determination right now in the bioethical community?
I think it is an issue. It's an issue which is resurfaced. We're talking about the issue of brain death because even though the Pope John Paul II did produce a very clear statement about brain death and how brain death could be compatible with a Catholic view, there have been people who've raised empirical questions about whether this is true in practice, and in particular. In 2008, there was a commission in America, the President's Commission on Bioethics, which looked at the issue, and they were divided. And indeed, there were three prominent Catholics on the commission, and they took three different views. So one of the things that we're looking at is how different Catholic scholars have responded to some of the new evidence which has come in.
Now, this is important because some people might not know this, that, for example, if you're donating especially a heart, when that heart's taken from the donor, the heart has to be beating. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, so most donation after death in the whole of the Western world happens when the heart is still beating. They're so-called beating heart cadavers. So it's death, but not as we know it. So it's very important for people that this body, which doesn't look like a typical dead body, to be sure that it really is dead. And so that's why it has caused controversy. Because obviously, if it isn't dead, and you take the organs out, then you might be killing someone.
You mentioned some questions about even circulatory death. That is the traditional way of determining someone's dead. Their heart stops beating. What are some of the issues that might arise from that?
The issues around circulatory death are mainly how long the heart has stopped before you take the organs out. Because both with brain death and with cardiac death, you need, as soon as you've determined that the person really is dead, you need to take the organs as soon as possible so that they're usable. So there's this great time pressure. So the question is, after the heart has stopped, how long do you wait before thinking that it could be started again? And there are in some protocols in some countries that basically don't wait very long at all. And even though it's true that the heart has stopped, it's not absolutely clear that it couldn't be started again.
How many people are involved in making this kind of decision? What happens when you have a situation like someone, for example, who's had a car crash and they're determining whether or not they're brain dead or their heart stopped beating? What goes on in that situation?
Well, both in the United Kingdom and in other countries that I'm aware of, one of the safeguards is that you have to have a separation between the person who makes the decision, the determination that the person is dead, and the people who are involved in the transplantation. So in theory, at least, you don't have a conflict of interest. And even if you didn't have organ donation to consider, it is important to know whether your patient's dead or not. So say you've got somebody who's on a ventilator, lots of machines, that they might do a test to determine if somebody's though they appear to be alive, has in fact died, in order to say, well, we shouldn't then continue with all this treatment. We should take them off this treatment and have the equipment available for someone who's alive. So the people who make that decision are supposed to be independent from the people who make the organ donation, who actually involved in the organ transplant.
Let's turn now to those people who aren't dead. Most organ donors are often volunteers, for example, kidney transplants. What are the most prominent ethical concerns that come out of these kind of transplants, where you don't have to determine if someone's dead or not?
With live transplant, where you're primarily talking about kidney transplants historically, but sometimes now other kinds of tissues, because the donor is alive, you've got a duty of care to that donor, and there's a question about how much of a risk it is to that donor. So that's one question, and the other question closely related to it is whether the donor's properly consented, has realised that they're taking on this risk, and whether they might have been pressured in one way or another, particularly within families and so on. You might have quite a bit of emotional pressure to think you ought to do this. And then also some people some people are in favor of giving money to encourage people to donate, and whether that's crossed the line to buying and selling organs. There seems to be a trade. I mean, there seems to be an international trade in organs and the kind of buying and selling, and that's that again is putting people at risk, but also seems to be degrading to the whole notion of donation.